Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're talking about a rule change every Queensland real estate agent needs to know about before their next renewal.
And it's one of those changes where if you've had a particular habit for years, you need to break it pretty quickly.
The article is called QLD's New CPD Declaration Rule from 6 June 2026, What Agents Must Do. The short version is this. From 6 June 2026, you can no longer renew your Queensland licence and then sort out your CPD afterwards.
Which is what a lot of agents have been doing. Renew on time, then fit the training in during the year.
Exactly. That gap is closing. From 6 June 2026, the declaration that your CPD is complete has to come as part of the renewal step itself. The Queensland Office of Fair Trading sets the requirement.
So walk me through what the rule actually says.
Anyone applying to renew a Queensland real estate licence or registration must declare their continuing professional development is complete or provide exemption details before the renewal can be processed. That declaration is now baked into the renewal step itself.
And the CPD requirement itself hasn't changed?
No, it's still 2 CPD sessions in your CPD year. What's changed is the order. Training done first, then renewal.
Okay, so what does that mean in practice? What's the actual risk if someone doesn't get it sorted in time?
The practical effect is straightforward, but it catches people out. If your 2 sessions aren't done, your renewal doesn't go through. There is no renew now, train later option to fall back on.
And a stalled renewal isn't just an admin headache.
It's a trading problem. If your license lapses while you're waiting to finish CPD, you can be left unable to legally trade until it's resolved. A training task that takes a day can hold up your income if you leave it to the last moment.
That's a pretty real consequence for what is actually a pretty avoidable situation.
Completely avoidable. And that's the flip side. If your CPD is already done well before renewal, the declaration is a formality. You tick the box, renew, carry on.
So what do agents need to do differently? What does the article say?
3 steps. First, know your CPD year. In Queensland, it runs 12 months from the anniversary of your licence or registration issue date, not the calendar year, so the start date is different for every agent.
That one trips people up. A lot of agents assume it's January to December, and it's not.
Right, and if you're not sure when yours falls, there's a guide and a free CPD year calculator on the Archer Institute site that works it out for you.
Good resource. Step 2.
Finish your 2 sessions early. Months ahead is the goal. That way the declaration at renewal is never a scramble. And step 3 is to keep your completion certificate somewhere you can actually find it when you renew.
Sounds obvious, but in a busy agency, that's the kind of thing that gets buried.
Have it filed, know where it is.
Now, what about someone listening who's already close to their renewal date and hasn't started CPD yet? Is it too late?
It's not too late. Queensland CPD with Archer Institute is online, self-paced, and often completable in a day. So even if your renewal is close and you haven't started, you can get compliant and make the declaration without the panic.
So the rule is really about changing the habit going forward, making sure you're not leaving it until renewal week every year.
That's exactly it. The rule removes the safety net of renewing first and sorting CPD later. The habit has to shift, and the sooner the better.
One thing to flag as well. Archer provides the training, but the Queensland Office of Fair Trading is the licensing authority, so always check the current requirements directly with them, since the license is issued by the state.
The article is clear on that too.
So what's the one thing someone should do after listening to this?
If your renewal falls after 6 June 2026, get your 2 CPD sessions booked in now. Don't wait until renewal week.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. All the detail on how the rule works, the exemption provisions, how to work out your CPD year, it's all there.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can reach the team on 1800 069 273 and they'll confirm exactly what you need for your CPD year.
Worth a call if you're not sure where you stand. Thanks for listening.